American Language Course, Book 27, Tape 2C. Hello. Open your Language Laboratory Activities Booklet to Tape 2C. Look at Figure 1. Repeat the underlined words in the dialogue.
Protruding. Protruding. Sticks out. Sticks out. Trim. Trim.
Now, listen to the dialogue. Number 1.
We'd better put a red flag on the pipe. It's protruding from the back of the truck.
You're right. It sticks out pretty far. We can't trim it. We'll have to put a flag on it.
Listen again and repeat.
We'd better put a red flag on the pipe. It's protruding from the back of the truck.
You're right. It sticks out pretty far. We can't trim it. We'll have to put a flag on it.
Now, listen to a sentence and select the best answer. Circle A, B, or C.
Number 1. His pen is protruding from his pocket. Number 2. I trim it every month. Number 3. They really stick out. Something should be done about it.
Check your answers.
Number 1 is letter A. Repeat. His pen is protruding from his pocket. It can be seen. Number 2 is letter B. Repeat. I trim it every month. She's talking about her hair. Number 3 is letter B. Repeat. They really stick out. She's talking about teeth.
Look at Figure 2. Listen and repeat the underlined words.
Orderly. Orderly. Tremendous. Tremendous. Mechanical. Mechanical. Mechanisms. Mechanisms.
Listen to the dialogue. Number 2.
You sure keep an orderly workshop. There's a place for everything, and everything is in its place.
To be honest, it takes a tremendous amount of effort. But when I use these machines on a mechanical project, I'm glad I've done it. Some mechanisms are complicated and require my full attention. I have to know where everything is.
Now, listen and repeat some sentences about the dialogue.
Number 1. He has an orderly workshop. Everything is in its place. Number 2. It takes a tremendous effort to do it. It's a lot of work. Number 3. He enjoys working with machines. He's interested in mechanical things. Number 4. Some machines have complex mechanisms.
Listen to a sentence. Match it with a sentence in your booklet. Put the number in the space provided.
Number one. There was a tremendous explosion. Number two. The mechanical toy won't work. Number three. It's very orderly.
Check your answers.
Number one is letter B. Repeat. There was a tremendous explosion. It could be heard miles away. Number two is letter C. Repeat. The mechanical toy won't work. The timing mechanism is broken. Number three is letter A. Repeat. It's very orderly. Everything is well arranged.
Look at figure three. Listen and repeat the underlined words.
Muscular. Muscular. In conclusion. In conclusion. Wealth. Wealth. To conclude. To conclude.
Listen to the dialogue.
And so, in our study of early man, we found he was short, and because of the heavy work and hard life he lived, he was also very muscular. In conclusion, this study has given us a wealth of information about early man and his simple way of life.
Boy, am I glad that lecture is over.
Me too. I kept listening for to conclude, but the end just didn't come. That in conclusion sure sounded good to me.
Listen to a sentence. Select the best answer. Circle A, B, or C.
Number one. The instructor provided a wealth of examples. Number two, the man is muscular. Number three, what do in conclusion and to conclude signal?
Check your answers.
Number one is letter C. Repeat. The instructor provided a wealth of examples. The class had numerous samples. Number two is letter A. Repeat. The man is muscular. He is a strong person. Number three is letter B. Repeat. In conclusion and to conclude, signal an ending.
Look at figure four. The words and phrases listed are terms frequently used in discussing similarities and differences. Listen and check the words and expressions you hear in a talk about similarities. You'll hear the comparison twice. First, read the list silently. Now, listen and check.
Ted and Tom are twin brothers. They are alike in many ways. Even their walk is similar. In fact, there's not much difference between them. There's not much difference in age, only a matter of minutes. They are more or less the same height and are roughly the same weight. Their likes and dislikes are practically the same, too. In short, it's hard to tell them apart.
Listen again.
Ted and Tom are twin brothers. They are alike in many ways. Even their walk is similar. In fact, there's not much difference between them. There's not much difference in age, only a matter of minutes. They are more or less the same height and are roughly the same weight. Their likes and dislikes are practically the same, too. In short, it's hard to tell them apart.
Let's check your answers. These are the words and phrases you heard.
Letter B. Alike. Repeat. They are alike in many ways. Letter C. Difference between. Repeat. There is not much difference between them. Letter D. Difference in. Repeat. There is not much difference in age. Letter G. More or less the same. Repeat. They are more or less the same height. Letter H. Practically the same. Repeat. Their likes and dislikes are practically the same. Letter I. Roughly the same. Repeat. And they are roughly the same weight. Letter J. Similar. Repeat. Even their walk is similar.
Now, listen to paragraph 2.
Jan and Judy have known each other since they were in elementary school. They are both grown and married now with their own families, but they are still good friends. It's amazing how much the two girls from different families are alike. Perhaps it's because they had so much in common with each other when they were young. They are not very different from each other in appearance. Jan is slightly taller than Judy, and Judy is a bit heavier than Jan, but that is the most noticeable difference between them. Their hair is the same color, and they even wear it in a similar fashion. All in all, they seem more like sisters than just good friends.
Listen again.
Jan and Judy have known each other since they were in elementary school. They are both grown and married now with their own families, but they are still good friends. It's amazing how much the two girls from different families are alike. Perhaps it's because they had so much in common with each other when they were young. They are not very different from each other in appearance. Jan is slightly taller than Judy, and Judy is a bit heavier than Jan, but that is the most noticeable difference between them. Their hair is the same color, and they even wear it in a similar fashion. All in all, they seem more like sisters than just good friends.
Let's check your answers to paragraph 2. You should have marked the following letters.
Letter A. A bit heavier. Repeat. Judy is a bit heavier than Jan. Letter B. alike. Repeat. It's amazing how much the two girls from different families are alike. Letter C. Difference between. Repeat. That is the most noticeable difference between them. Letter D. Different from. Repeat. They are not very different from each other in appearance. Letter E. In common with. Repeat. Perhaps it's because they had so much in common with each other when they were young. Letter F. Like. Repeat. All in all, they seem more like sisters than just good friends. Letter H. Similar. Repeat. They even wear it in a similar fashion. Letter I. Slightly. Repeat. Jan is slightly taller than Judy.
Now look at Figure 5. Listen to dialogues expressing differences, similarities, and conclusions. Number 1.
The new cars are similar to last year's models.
Yes, but they are slightly different from each other in design.
Otherwise, they're pretty much alike, aren't they?
Not really. I understand the engines are considerably different.
Oh? If that's true, I'll trade in my old car.
Now, listen and repeat the dialogue. Number 1. Repeat.
The new cars are similar to last year's models.
Yes, but they are slightly different from each other in design.
Otherwise, they're pretty much alike, aren't they?
Not really. I understand the engines are considerably different.
Oh, if that's true, I'll trade in my old car. Now, let's have a conversation. I'll be voice A and you be voice B. The new cars are similar to last year's models. Otherwise, they're pretty much alike, aren't they? Oh, if that's true, I'll trade in my old car.
Now, listen to dialogue number 2. Number 2.
The weather has been very different this year.
It sure has. We got the same amount of rain, but it didn't start until the end of summer.
Yeah, and the fall weather was so similar, I thought it was still summer.
You're right. All in all, the weather's been very strange. I bet we'll have a hard winter.
Now, listen and repeat the dialogues. Repeat.
The weather has been very different this year.
It sure has. We got the same amount of rain, but it didn't start until the end of summer.
Yeah, and the fall weather was so similar. I thought it was still summer.
You're right. All in all, the weather's been very strange. I bet we'll have a hard winter.
Now let's have a conversation. I'll be voice A and you be voice B. The weather has been very different this year. Yeah, and the fall weather was so similar, I thought it was still summer.
Now, look at Figure 6. Listen and analyze a short lecture. Take notes. Jot down the subject, the main idea, the transitional words, the supporting ideas, and the words which signal a conclusion. Then write a short summary from the notes you have taken. You will hear the passage twice. Listen and write.
There are 36 species or kinds of wild cats which live nearly everywhere in the world. All of these cats share certain features. First of all, they are all meat eaters. Because of this, they have sharp, curved claws which they use to catch and kill other animals. Besides using these claws as weapons when they attack other animals, they also use them for climbing. Other features they have in common are very sharp senses of hearing, smell, and sight, which help them when they hunt. Also, most cats are muscular and powerful for their size. These muscles make them very fast, though they don't usually run very far. In conclusion, because of these shared features, all wild cats, no matter what their size or where they live, are basically the same.
Listen again.
There are 36 species or kinds of wild cats which live nearly everywhere in the world. All of these cats share certain features. First of all, they are all meat eaters. Because of this, they have sharp, curved claws which they use to catch and kill other animals. Other features they have in sight, which help them when they hunt. Also, most cats are muscular and powerful for their size. These muscles make them very fast, though they don't usually run very far. In conclusion, because of these shared features, all wild cats, no matter what their size or where they live, are basically the same.
Look at the answer page to see an example of a summary sheet. Your summary sheet should contain similar information. This is the end of Tape 2C, Book 27.